So, as we hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering, because Mark 11, 23 says, I quoted, mentioned Mark 11, 22, have the faith of God. But Mark 11, 23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, that's speaking, confessing, proclaiming, whosoever shall say to what? This mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, this problem, this sickness, this disease, this lack, this trouble, this evil, this devil. Because, you know, Jesus did say in Mark Gospel chapter 16 and verse 15, that go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, didn't he? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And then he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils or demons. How are you going to cast them out? You got to speak. Say. So, whosoever shall say to this mountain, say to this demon, say to this sickness, say to this disease, say to this problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I walk in divine health. I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. Why won't you quit? Because God didn't quit, and I won't quit. Because I'm the winner. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Holding fast to the confession of your faith without wavering. Mark 11, 23. And 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Holding fast to your confession. Holding fast to this truth. Because God said, I say to you, what thing soever you desire when you pray. You know, when you pray, you have to say. When you pray, you have to say. And when you pray, you have to speak. And you hold fast to saying, thank you, I got it. Why? Because God's word, because God can't lie. And he promised it to you in his word. And then he said in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God in him is what? Yes, and in him, amen. By the glory of God. Not some promise, but all the promise. Therefore, when I pray, I believe I receive. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. You shall have them. Have what? Because I believe I receive them. Therefore, that out of my mouth should come thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Holding fast. I got it. How can I say that? Because God's word is true. He cannot lie to me. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be. Notice what he said about his word. Isaiah 55:11. Notice what he said. That's why we can hold fast to the confession of our faith. He says, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, empty, unsuccessful. I can't do it. No, it shall not do that. But it shall accomplish that which I please. What did he please? To heal you, to save you, to deliver you, to keep you, to protect you, to prosper you, to lead you, to guide you. It shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall not, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Psalm 107 verse 20 said, he sent his word and healed them. Did Jesus heal? According to Malachi 4, he came here with healing in his wing. Jesus, according to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. We hold fast to our confession, because every adversary of yours and every adversary of mine, every enemy and every way he comes against us to try to deprive us of life and the promises that God had given us in Christ, we hold fast to it with the confession of our faith, speaking and giving thanks to God, because we believe we receive what we say, what we pray for, what we confess. Amen. And so Isaiah says, this word that goes forth out of the mouth of God, it shall not return unto him or to me. When I speak his word, you have a right to speak it, so do I. And when we speak this word in faith, let me say this. That's why, this is the reason why, you want to put the word of God in your heart. It won't work in your head. It won't work in your body. Your head, your mind, your soulless man, if that's all you are, mental, and the word of God will never work for you. You may quote it, you may say it, you may know it, you may teach it, preach it, do all of that. But long as you just mental agreeing with that and coming out of your mental capacity, your mind, and it's not in your heart, this word won't work, because it's only your heart can receive this word and it come alive. Hallelujah. And that's been happening with a lot of people, because you, when pressure come, that mental person fold up like a snow cone in a hot summer day. But if you got that word in your heart, you'll stand your ground. I said, if you have that word in your heart, you'll stand your ground. You'll stand your ground. Everything else, everything around you, everybody around you could be against you, but you stand your ground. And you'll come out shining like a rose. Can't come out smelling like a rose, shining like the light that you are. Because this word, God alone, everything you see and don't see, This is what holds everything together. The word of God. And Jesus is that living word.